Hallelujah, hallelujah. Greetings and good morning to you from the north of England. I don't wish to start negatively, but I want to mention the Nazi war machine. I want you to consider Adolf Hitler when he used to do his great big evil speeches. Now, Hitler had his speeches written for him. 99% of the time, I believe, by Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda minister. Now, he was well aware of the power of words to sway nations. Stalin did it, and many other world leaders, destructive, often, who've caused countless millions of lives to be lost. We see how Obama, though he's completely fading into insignificance and he's been exposed, he was able to go, just use, yes, we can, and change. David Cameron here in Britain, change. The power of words. The power of words. Now in James 3:8, in the Bible it tells us, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Wow. Yes, indeed. The tongue, so small, yet so powerful. With it, today, you can lift someone out of despair. You can eloquently embrace someone. Or you can inject hatred and destruction into their world. The Bible also tells us that in the tongue is the power of life and death. It is certain that what we say has an effect. You know it's good, isn't it, when you have the right words at the right time, maybe for someone who's grieving or someone who's broken up in a relationship, or when someone comes to you for advice and the words seem to come from the heart and they have such a dynamic and force for good effect. Yes, well, today, what do you feel needs to be said? Maybe in your relationships, maybe in your workplace, maybe you've been putting off saying something today. Perhaps you may be able to find the courage to say the right things today. Words are powerful, and remember, in the tongue is the power of life and death. When the true power of our words and the way that we project them is considered, surely is it not time that we harness this God-given power and begin to build up people instead of pulling them down? Again, the Bible tells us that a kind word turns aside wrath. Wow. How many times have you heard someone say that was a beautiful speech? Or in times of mourning, as I've said, that was the right thing to say. Call to mind now someone in your world who is most difficult. You know, you may even have said these words, there's no talking to that person. I certainly have. Barriers can be broken down today. You have the tongue. You have the words. If wars can be begun or even finished with words, surely you, in a smaller sense, as I've said, in your family, in your relationships, in your workplace, can effect change for good today. Speak words of love to the downcast. Encourage the weary. Elevate the depressed today. For in speaking words of kindness and love, you bring God into the situation. For God is love, and his power can soften even the hardest of hearts, transform the most unruly. Hallelujah. Yes, today, delight in the beautiful responsibility, hallelujah, of wielding your words well. Yes, speak love, speak goodness, speak kindness, and manifest God and inspire incredible change today. Hallelujah. For example, the words of God. Do you need courage? It tells us that the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Hallelujah. The Bible is so full. For example, when people are grieving, it tells us that the Lord God comforteth us in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Today, as I've said before, your words are very powerful. Don't waste words. Don't let them be like rose petals just blown into the air, beautiful, but they go to nothing. No, use the dynamic effect of words today, and truly in your tongue will be the power of life and death. Hallelujah. This is James Glory in the north of England, blessing you. Hey.